ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 श्रीसुक उवाच इति भगवतः पृष्टा क्षत्रावर्धम प्रयाश्रयान् प्रतिवक्तुम् न चोक्षेह अवकान्त्यात् स्मरितेश्वरा. श्रीसुकदेव गोस्वामी said, when the great devotee Uddhava was asked by Vidura to speak on the messages of the dearest Lord Krishna, Uddhava was unable to answer immediately due to excessive anxiety at the remembrance of the Lord.
You have a book? You don't have a book.
I don't have a book.
Oh,
yes. Krishna Goswami said, when the beginning of the когда Видура спросил великого преданного Уддхава рассказать о самом дорогом для Уддхавы Господе Кришне, сперва Уддхава был не способен ответить. Из-за охватившего его волнения при воспоминании о Господе.
Text 2. Yaf pancha hayano matra pratar asaya yachita tan naichad rachayan yasya saparayam balalilayam. Translation. He was one who even in his childhood, at the age of 5 years, was so absorbed in the service of Lord Krishna that when he was called by his mother for morning breakfast, he did not wish to have it. From his very birth, Uddhava was a natural devotee of Lord Krishna. Or a Nityasiddha, a liberated soul. From natural instinct, he used to serve Lord Krishna even in his childhood. He used to play with dolls in the form of Krishna. He would serve the dolls by dressing, feeding, and worshipping them. And thus he was constantly absorbed in the play of transcendental realization. These are the signs of an eternally liberated soul. An eternally liberated soul is a devotee of the Lord who never forgets Him. Human life is meant for reviving one's eternal relation with the Lord. And all religious injunctions are meant for awakening this dormant instinct of the living entity. The sooner this awakening is brought about, the quicker the mission of human life is fulfilled.
Только такое пробуждение осуществляется, цель человеческой жизни неминуемо достигнута.
In a good family of devotees, the child gets the opportunity to serve the Lord in many ways. A soul who is already advanced in devotional service has the opportunity to take birth in such an enlightened family. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita
6:41.
Shuchinam Shrimatam Gehe Yoga Vrashto Vijayate. Even the fallen devotee gets the opportunity to take his birth in the family of a well-situated brahmana or in a rich, well-to-do mercantile family.
Достиг цели пути к совершенству, получает возможность родиться в семье богатых торговцев или же возвышенных брахманов.
In both these families, there's a good opportunity to revive one's sense of God consciousness automatically.
Рождение в таких семьях автоматически дает возможность перед человеком возродить свое утраченное изначальное сознание.
Because particularly in these families, the worship of Lord Krishna is regularly performed. And the child gets the opportunity to imitate the process of worship called archana. The Pancharatriki formula for training persons in devotional service is temple worship. Whereby the neophytes get the opportunity to learn devotional service to the Lord. Maharaj Parikit also used to play with Krishna dolls in his childhood. In India, the children in good families are still given dolls of the Lord like Rama and Krishna. Or sometimes the demigods. So that they may develop the aptitude of service to the Lord. By the grace of the Lord, we were given the same opportunity by our parents. And the beginning of our life was based on this principle. So this is the natural position for the living entity. Is service. Service is always the principle. This we should understand very clearly. Because even though we do not necessarily accept it, this is the principle of liberation. The living entity is in this material world because they don't want to be the servant. They want to be the enjoyer, the controller. And so this keeps us in this material world. So as soon as we understand we're not the controller and enjoyer, then we can become free ourselves from material contamination. This is one of the most fundamental of all the understandings in Krishna consciousness.
главное понимание, которое нам следует обрести в нашем сознании Кришны.
Everything else basically is trying to get us to understand this point.
Все остальное в основном подвигает нас к пониманию вот этого момента.
Because if we look in our life, the difficulties come because we're always trying to make arrangements to control and enjoy.
Какие бы сложности ни возникали в нашей жизни, все они приходят из-за нашего стремления контролировать и наслаждаться.
We make a plan, we try to organize that plan.
На основе этого мы составляем все возможные планы и пытаемся их воплотить в жизнь.
If the plan goes nicely and we get result, we're happy.
Если у нас что-то выходит, мы рады, мы счастливы.
And if it doesn't go right, we get upset.
Если нет, то мы огорчаемся.
And then we are disturbed.
И в основном мы всегда беспокоены.
Yeah? And what we are organizing is basically facilities so that we can enjoy.
И в основном мы заняты тем, чтобы сделать все так, чтобы могли наслаждаться.
Enjoy the senses, enjoy the mind, enjoy our ego. So in some way, this is basically if we actually stop and observe what we do.
Однако, если мы приостановим нашу деятельность и задумаемся над тем, что делаем,
this is how we spend our time.
Мы обнаружим, что в этом проходит наше время.
So you can see that this is understanding we are servant of Krishna is most essential.
То есть понимание того, что мы слуги Кришны, является наиважнейшим.
For by understanding that we're servant, then we can correct this whole mentality.
Если нам удастся усвоить то, что мы все-таки слуги, то мы будем способны полностью перестроить наше мышление.
Now someone may put up the point. But by my conditioned nature, I'm an organizer, I'm a manager, I can make things happen.
Right?
I can take control of a situation and make things happen. Right? And I'm doing this for Krishna. So if I'm supposed to give up the mood of controllership, am I supposed to just give up this service and just, you know, do nothing?
То есть, значит ли это, что я должен бросить мою природу контролирующего и сидеть сложа руки?
Right? Krishna says that one cannot give up one's nature, one must act according to it.
Krishna говорит, что человек не станет оставлять свою природу, но действовать в соответствии с ней.
Right? Arjuna thought, yes, I'll give up and go to the forest. And Krishna said, no, you have to perform your duties, your nature, you have to follow. So how to balance these two? So that is the teaching of the Bhagavad Gita. That everyone has their nature. And that nature must be followed. Right? But this means actual nature. Right? This doesn't mean what we think is our nature. Right? Means that we think that we're something very wonderful and we're not. Nature is the reality. As real as you can get in this material world. means the mirage exists.
Right?
The sand is there, the sun is there.
Right?
And it looks like water, and water exists.
Right?
So the eyes are actually perceiving a mirage. So it does exist. But if we think that that mirage of water will satisfy our thirst, that's the illusion. The mirage is not illusion, it exists. But what we think we'll do with it, that's the illusion. So we have a nature, and it exists.
Right?
It's obvious, you have the body, it can do certain things, and certain things it can't do. And we have a subtle body, mind, intelligent ego, it has a nature. So by studying this nature, according to Krishna's direction, then we can understand then what we should do. But what we should do should be done under authority. This does not mean this. We should not just speculate on our own what is the actual proper engagement for a particular nature. So then one may say also, but then where is the free will? Where is the inspiration? I have intelligence, a mind, things come up. There should be some natural development. If I always work under authority, then how I will mature, how I will be able to do things on my own. So it's not that every movement one does, it's just that the principles, that must be under authority. Right? Arjuna is supposed to fight. It's his nature. He learned from authority how to fight. So now, according to those instructions, he does it. And he takes the responsibility that what I'm doing under the teachings of my authorities. Right, that the results are due to his activities. That he is not, it's not someone else's fault. Not that if it goes nice, yes, that is me, and when it goes bad, that is someone else. So, the problem is not performing the duties according to the conditioned nature. The problem is thinking that we are doing it and taking and thus take the credit for the activity. We have to understand Krishna. He is the ability. Right? He is knowledge, he is activity. So if we follow according to Krishna's direction, then everything becomes perfect.
Если мы будем действовать в соответствии с указаниями руководством Кришны, тогда все будет совершенно.
So we manage, but we do it for Krishna.
Таким образом следует все устроить, чтобы для Кришны.
And we understand that it is by Krishna's arrangement we are able to do it.
И понять, что мы способны сделать то-то и то-то лишь по милости Кришны.
And if we can't do it,
если мы не способны,
that's because of our shortcomings.
Это из-за наших ошибок.
Or it's an activity we shouldn't be doing.
Sorry.
Or it's an activity we shouldn't be doing.
И возможно, это является неподходящим для нас деятельностью.
Right? We have decided I will do this, but it doesn't work, so it's not what we're supposed to do.
Скажем, я вот сделал то-то и то-то, мне не вышло. Значит, возможно, мне и не нужно было этим заниматься.
So like this one can perform activities.
Таким образом, так может протекать наша деятельность в таком ключе.
So we see that then, so this service to Krishna is very, very important.
То есть служение Кришне в этой связи очень важно.
So the sooner one can take up that service, the better.
Sorry?
The sooner one can start this service to Krishna, the better.
И чем скорее мы начнем таким образом служить Кришне, тем лучше.
So here we see that Uddhava was able to take this up, you know, at a very young age.
Мы видим, что Уддхава уже с самого раннего возраста
Also, Parikit Maharaj was able to take up this service to Krishna at a very young age. So the duty in household life is to become Krishna conscious oneself. And to create an opportunity for the children to become Krishna conscious.
А также создать все возможности для своих детей. Создать все возможности обретения такого сознания для своих детей.
Sometimes one thinks when one goes into household life that I have so many desires I want to fulfill, so that is the essential point, is the fulfillment of my own desires.
Хотя прекрасно ашрам человек зачастую считает, что у меня столько потребностей и желаний. Суть цель того, что я занимаюсь семейной жизнью, это удовлетворить мои личные запросы, потребности.
But we see in grihastha life we're not alone.
Однако нет, мы видим, что мы не одни в грихастха ашраме.
Right? We have to live with other people.
Нам предстоит жить с другими людьми.
So therefore, this concept won't work in the grihastha ashram.
Такое мышление, такое сознание может может не помочь нам вашему грехасу.
So one has to accept that this is the position of grihastha life. It's actually sacrifice.
То есть следует уяснить, что положение грихасхи в действительности жертвоприношение.
Right? Brahmachari, vanaprastha, sannyas means you are sacrificing for the Lord.
Brahmachari, vanaprastha, sannyasi, все они жертвуют для Господа.
But sometimes there are emotional needs that are not one cannot easily connect.
Однако в этих укладах иногда могут возникнуть определенные эмоциональные потребности, которые не так-то просто увязать.
So therefore, then Krishna creates the grihastha ashram in which we can expand our field of activities.
С деятельностью этим укладом. И таким образом Кришна создает ашрам грихастхи, где человек может реализовать это.
We can feel that this is mine. So this feeling then may bring some satisfaction to the mind.
И как бы такое чувство, оно несет ему определенное, оно приносит ему определенное психологическое удовлетворение.
And then, from that, then you connect it to Krishna.
И вот это можно связать с Кришной.
Right?
Можно увязать.
Because whatever is ours, we're supposed to use in Krishna's service.
Потому что это мы можем использовать в сознании Кришны.
Right? Brahmacharya has nothing, so there's very little to connect.
Брахмачари ничего нет, то есть ему и связывать нечего.
Right? A grihastha may have more things, so then through those, then they can connect those to Krishna.
У грихастха обладает гораздо большими вещами, и их он может связать с Кришной.
But we see it as slightly, it's not as direct as just connecting yourself with the Lord.
Однако мы видим, что это не настолько непосредственная связь с Господом.
But that's the whole point, is because we are not able to connect, therefore the mind has all these other things.
Из-за того, что мы не в состоянии себя связать с Господом непосредственно, ум находит множество всего остального.
The mind is thinking, if I have my own situation in this way or that way, then I will be satisfied.
Ум начинает думать, рассуждать, если я займу то или иное положение, буду в той или иной, покажусь в той или иной ситуации,
right?
Это будет лучше для меня.
Then I can serve Krishna.
Вот там я бы смог Кришне служить.
Right? So we see is I should be serving Krishna, but I can't because this, that, so many things.
Я вообще-то служу Кришне, но я не могу ему по-настоящему служить, потому что у меня нет вот этого и вот этого.
This one bothers, that one bothers.
Вот это проблема, еще одна проблема.
This facility is not here, that facility is not here.
И этого нет тоже.
So if I have my own facility,
если бы у меня было,
right? That's the first thought.
Вот это первое.
Second thought is, then I can serve Krishna. Right? Means if we're not in that situation, we just serve Krishna. Right? And then, but if I have this facility, then I can serve Krishna. So we see it's not as direct.
То есть это не настолько непосредственная связь.
But because the mind is thinking like that,
на самом деле, но так как ум рассуждает об этом,
then we take advantage of the that, and then but because it will still connect.
Так как это все-таки связано.
Right? The mind is disturbed and distracted by these secondary things.
Ум отвлекается на вот эти вот второстепенные связанные вещи.
And then we say, okay, take those secondary things, but use for Krishna.
И в таком случае можно сказать, ну хорошо, возьми все это второстепенное и свяжись с Кришной.
So since the result is Krishna, then it's not bad.
И так как в конечном счете результат, конечным результатом всего является Кришна, направлено на Кришну, то это неплохо.
Right? Quite useful.
Это практично.
Right? Not as simple as directly,
but, так просто, как прямая связь,
but still very good.
Но тем не менее, ничего плохого в этом.
Right? So we can understand is because other things are there. Means in the grihastha ashram, because other than just directly serving is means secondary things are there.
И в наличии вот этих многих второстепенных вещей.
That we have to consider those things.
Эти самые второстепенные вещи следует учесть.
Right? Brahmachari has nothing, so he doesn't have to worry about anything.
Брахмачари ничего нет, поэтому ему нечего учитывать.
But if you have something, then whose is it?
Но если у нас что-то есть, то что это?
Right? It belongs to somebody.
Вернее, прошу прощения, чье это? Это же кому-то принадлежит.
And you can't just deal with it anyway. You have to deal in a particular way.
И как бы нам следует понять, как вообще, какое мы к этому всему имеем отношение, как с этим обращаться.
Right? If you don't deal properly, then the thing will break or will get neglected and stop working.
Если мы не будем обращаться должным образом, то оно может не принести нам нужного результата или же вообще сломается.
Right? Very practical. So you must give time for the things you have.
То есть практично будет как выделить время на те самые вещи, которые нам достались.
Right? And we give time to those things because they're ours.
И мы уделяем этим вещам достаточно времени, потому что они наши.
Right? You have something that belongs to the tour.
Скажем, есть что-то принадлежащее являющееся собственностью тура.
Right? It's not yours.
Это не ваше.
And it's not in your field of service on the tour.
И, скажем, это не в вашем отделе, в котором вы находитесь на туре.
Right? Who cares?
И
right? You'll find the things that belong to nobody are in the worst condition.
Right?
Or it belongs to everybody, so the other person will take care. But if it's okay, then so that's then if you take it, okay, it belongs to the tour, but it's in my service.
Но, скажем, если вот эта вещь собственно штука и относится к моему отделу.
So that ownership makes us more careful.
И таким образом вы как обладатель более осмотрительны с этой вещью.
Right? Then if it's ours,
оно наше.
Right? Then we're very careful about it.
Вы очень осторожны, вы осмотрительны с той или иной вещью.
So that's the process, is because if we're not able to see this belongs to Krishna, whether it's mine or not.
То есть в этом весь процесс следует понять, это принадлежит Кришне, является ли оно моим или не является.
Then Krishna allows you to think this is mine.
Кришна позволяет вам считать ту или иную вещь своей.
Then we take care of it.
И вот тогда мы заботимся об этом.
But the point is we were taking care of it, but for who?
Суть в том, что для кого мы, собственно говоря, заботимся.
Ultimately for Krishna. Like that. So in this way then it engages the mind. Right? That's the therefore you can see is when someone can see everything in connection to Krishna, then they don't need to say that anything is mine. And then someone who has more difficulty seeing things in connection to Krishna must have things that they call theirs.
Right?
And because it's yours, you'll take care.
Right?
But actually it's not ours, it's Krishna's. But if we think it's but if it's only Krishna's, we don't take care. But if it's Krishna's, but in my quota, then I take care. So in this way, then Krishna gets the mind to surrender.
Таким образом, Кришна направляет, как бы помогает нашему уму вручить себя.
And we see if we deal with something nicely, after a while we start to become slowly, slowly detached from it.
И через некоторое время вот такой тщательности в отношении чего-либо мы начинаем все это забрасывать, то есть как бы теряем к этому интерес, отвлекаемся.
Right? You lose interest in that whole particular kind of item.
Мы теряем интерес к той или иной ситуации, в которой мы находимся.
Right? So, like that, if we think this is just mine, we have, let's say, a piece of cloth.
Скажем, вот какая-то одежда, она моя.
Right? Because it's my cloth, then it's got to be good cloth.
Хорошая.
Right? And nobody else should touch my cloth.
Не трогайте.
But since it's mine, then after a while, because of the material nature, I get tired of it. Then I want another piece of cloth. And that cloth also should be good. And in this way, then we keep going on to more and more and more and more pieces of cloth. Because it's my cloth. Right? And they all must be good.
Она должна быть
So we never become detached. Or, at one point, because material nature, we've tried so many pieces of cloth, none of them made us happy. So we throw out the idea of cloth. Right? And so we're not interested in wearing nice cloth. But, you know, so then we just, you know, wear rags. Then we just wear rags. But they're our rags. Right? So therefore, I am more raggy than the other guy. My rags are better than their rags. Right? So we see attachment continues. Right? So the process doesn't work, and in this way, since time immemorial, we've been busy with cloth. So then Krishna's process is, okay, you like cloth, good, but remember it's Krishna's cloth. Right? So it's Krishna's cloth and it must be taken care of properly. Right? The importance is not our, because it's ours, the importance is because it's Krishna's. But because of that attachment that it's ours, we will take care. And then, because it's Krishna's, then we take care of duty. So instead of getting rid of it when we're tired of it, we still keep it and take care of it. Right? Then, after a while, we get the idea that the problem is my attachment to cloth.
И в конце концов мы наконец поймем, что здесь что-то имеет какое-то отношение, здесь все это имеет какое-то отношение к моей самой привязанности к одежде.
So then one is able to detach oneself from that attachment to cloth.
И вот на этом этапе человек наконец будет способен бросить свою привязанность к одежде.
Because when one does thing out of duty, it brings one to the platform of goodness. Right? And mode of goodness gives understanding or knowledge. So then we become detached. While attachment is ignorance. And the endeavor for that and to fulfill attachment is passion. So this attachment keeps on going. So therefore grihastha ashram means that you are having to take care of others. But we're doing it because we think it's mine.
Однако мы делаем, и мы хотим, стремимся делать это, потому что считаем, это мое.
My wife, my husband, my children.
Мои дети.
Right. Whatever it is, my dog.
Что бы там ни было. Моя собака.
So that means then the whole grihastha ashram means that you have to sacrifice for others. So it's the same thing as the brahmacharis and sannyasis.
нет разницы ни с брамачари, ни с саньясой.
But there's this sense of ownership.
Однако возникает чувство собственности.
You know? And then we have to take purify that by understanding it is actually Krishna's.
И что следует, что нам следует очистить, постепенно осознав, что это выдано Кришне.
Right? Krishna's husband, Krishna's wife, Krishna's children.
На самом деле, Кришне муж, Кришнина жена и Кришне дети.
Right? Then we become purified.
Вот тогда мы очистимся.
So we see here then Grihastha Ashram means children are not for our enjoyment.
То есть, скажем, что дети в Грихастха Ашраме, они не существуют для нашего наслаждения.
Right? Children are to be engaged in Krishna's service.
Только лишь для нас, ради нас. Их следует занять служение Кришне, тех самых детей.
But because we have that attachment to, you know, seeing their nice little movements and their funny little talking and all these things.
Right,
putting on their little shoes. You know, and picking them up when they fall over on their face. Right? So Krishna allows us to take part in that and get that emotional exchange. But as we discussed before, there's the item, and then that item belongs to Krishna. So since that's the most important of the two, since it belonging to Krishna is more important than belonging to us.
Итак, этот принцип является важнее принципа, что этот объект является нашей собственностью.
Right? Then, how would Krishna be pleased? I take care of what belongs to him.
Мы начинаем думать, каким же образом Кришне больше бы понравилось, как я буду заботиться о его собственности.
Right? So, therefore, there's our desires and there's Krishna's desires.
Таким образом, есть наше желание и желание Кришны.
So Krishna allows you to fulfill your own desires.
Кришна позволяет вам исполнять ваши желания.
As long as they're in line and connection with His desire.
До тех пор, пока они идут параллельно Его желанию.
Right? Then we see the most important thing is how to make the child Krishna conscious.
Самое важное здесь.
Then there is our what we emotionally get out of the relationship. That's secondary.
То эмоциональное удовлетворение, которое мы от этого получим, это уже второстепенная цель.
Otherwise, we may do things that are good for our emotional exchange.
Иначе мы можем вовлечься, делая то, что принесет выгоду.
But that will be bad for the child's actual relationship with Krishna.
Негативно отразится на развитии отношений ребенка с Кришной.
So we see here, therefore Prabhupada gives the term good families.
Поэтому здесь Шрила Прабхупада описывает то, что он называл аристократической семьей.
And he brings that up a few times.
Несколько раз он здесь в комментарии упоминает это слово.
So a soul who is already advanced in devotional service has the opportunity to take birth in such an enlightened family.
В таких аристократических семьях получает возможность родиться тот, кто уже продвинут в сознании Кришны.
In a good family of devotees, the child gets an opportunity to serve the Lord in many ways.
В аристократических вайшнавских семьях человек получает с самого начала жизни возможность преданного служения Господу.
In India, the children in good families are still given dolls of the Lord, like Rama and Krishna.
В индийских аристократических семьях люди до сих пор получают возможность играть с куклами Рамы и Кришны.
Yes, so we see that. Yeah, and then he says, one's sense of God consciousness automatically develops because particularly in these families, the worship of Lord Krishna is regularly performed.
И таким образом в ребенке с самого начала развивается сознание служения, потому что в таких семьях регулярно проводится поклонение Верховной Личности Бога.
So we see that he's not just mentioning any family, but good family.
То есть Шрила Прабхупада не говорит о какой-то семье, он говорит об аристократической семье.
Good is not based on wealth or position.
То есть вот это самое благородство, благородное происхождение, оно не основано на богатстве или на славе.
Or sense gratification.
Чувство наслаждения.
But is based on whether they understand this actual ultimate purpose of the grihastha
ashram.
So that makes good. So that is important to understand. So it's not just how we like. But it's how Krishna likes. And then within that, then we can get used to liking it in this way, liking it in that
way. Right?
A child grows up in a particular family. In a particular place. Right? They speak in a particular way, eat particular food.
Он говорит на определенном языке и ест определенную, придерживается определенного питания.
Have particular values.
Определенная система, придерживается определенной системы ценностей.
And then you see the child growing up in that situation, they develop the same.
И по мере роста they develop the same.
Same. Yeah,
the same taste,
same all that.
И таким образом все эти привычки укореняются в нем по мере того, как он растет.
Right? So we see so many things that what we liked when we were kids, so we're adults, we still like.
То есть то, что кому-то нравилось в детстве, ему будет нравиться и когда он будет подростком.
May not even be so special. But because we liked it when we were children, we like it now. Right? So in the same way as if we bring our life in line with Krishna and how he likes things done. Right? Then we'll develop also the same interests and tastes and values. Yeah. So, you know, we'll like dressing how Krishna likes to dress, eating like Krishna likes to eat. Behaving how Krishna likes his devotees to behave. Then we'll be happy. Right? The child who doesn't like what their parents do. Is also not satisfied. They don't grow up learning a very good set of, you know, values and lifestyle.
Система ценностей у таких детей, как правило, не сбалансирована.
They're frustrated.
И они разочарованы.
Right? But if they have good relations in the family, then they're satisfied.
Но если в семье такие царят хорошие взаимоотношения.
So accepting Krishna's lifestyle and values, it will actually be beneficial.
То есть это будет благом для ребенка, если будет установлено.
So this is the standard for Krishna conscious household life.
Система ценностей сознания Кришны. И это является правилами домохозяина сознания Кришны.
Any questions or comments?
Вопросы?
Yes.
Дополнение.
What's the time? Is that, is this a, you're worried about, you want to know how things are going to work next life, or what's the purpose behind this?
Well, the purpose, it seems like, well, two points. First, it doesn't seem very, there's no facility for the women to fulfill our nature. And the second point is, there's a difference in opinion amongst devotees whether this instruction should be followed or not.
Can you describe the nature of women?
I don't. Well, according to the Shastras, better situated in married life. That's all I know about.
Okay, but if you're going by the Shastra that it says they're better situated, why we wouldn't go by the Shastra in what it says to do in this particular situation?
Well, I accept the Shastra, but I just want to know why it's good.
Oh, okay.
No one wants to do it.
Oh, okay. No, it's practice. It's just not practiced by the tribals. The good families practice it, but the tribals don't practice it.
Families, they suffer as well. Women suffer.
Ah, okay. The question is why is, means, if the family situation doesn't work and the wife ends up on her own, then why she shouldn't get remarried?
But she, the вопрос заключался в следующем. Почему женщине не позволяется вторично выходить замуж, если в семье не все в порядке? Почему?
See, so you're having to deal with emotion. Right? So emotion, when it's focused, is satisfied.
Когда эмоции определенным образом направлены, тогда они, собственно говоря, удовлетворены.
Right. So it means the brahmacharya is there. There's a brahmacharya. Right? And he is interested in women. Right. So many women are there. Right? He can see all of them. Right? He can hear all of their voices. He can watch all of their movements. But the emotion is not satisfied. And when it's focused on one person, then it's satisfied. Right? So focused emotion is satisfied, unfocused is not. So that's first point. Second point is the, how you say?
Sorry?
Yeah, no, now we're second point. Second point is that the nature of this emotion is that it should last. Right? Means a man accepts things and loses things very easily. Right? Well, let's say, well, let's put it the other way. He works very hard to get things, but if it goes, it's not so much of a problem. Right. For women, easy to get things, right? Very hard to lose them. Does that make sense? So it means it's very hard for to give something up.
Очень сложно для них гораздо сложнее расстаться с чем-либо.
So it's against the nature.
Это против, как бы идет разрезе природы.
So then the whole point is that if they are doing this without it naturally happening, means if you give up the attachment to the whole concept, no problem. But it's very hard to give up attachment for a particular thing when you are attached to the concept.
То есть очень сложно вот получить привязанность. Достаточно сомнительно легко расстаться с привязанностью к определенному принципу, но в какой-то конкретной ситуации оставить это сложнее.
Right? So in doing that, it makes the heart hard.
И когда что-то подобное вот случается, это очень это ужесточает наше сердце.
Right? So then, if they give up one and take another,
если кто-то берет одну и give up one, оставляет одну и потом берет другую,
give up 20-30. It's okay. So then, the heart becomes hard. Then, where is that feminine nature that you're talking about that is being not being taken care of? It's already lost.
То есть, если это происходит, то где же в таком случае ваша та семья, о которой не заботятся? То есть, такая семья даже не начинает существовать.
Right?
Ее просто нет.
The feminine nature is very delicate, so it has to be dealt with also delicately.
Семейные вопросы очень тонки по своей природе, и обращение с ними само по себе дело очень тонкое.
Right? The difficulty is actually in that others don't, there's no interaction with others. There's no community.
Проблема возникает тогда, когда нет вот этого взаимодействия, нет взаимоотношений с другим.
The grihastha life doesn't function on its own.
Семейная жизнь сама по себе не заработает.
Right? Brahmacharya can be on their own.
Brahmacharya может работать.
Then it's nourished if others are there.
Она питается, если есть другие.
Right? Sannyas works on its own.
И саньяса сама по себе может заработать.
If others are there, it expands that.
Это она идет.
Grihastha ashram doesn't work on its own.
Grihastha ashram сам по себе никогда не работает.
It means community. It means expansion.
Grihastha ashram всегда как бы предполагает расширение, то есть
A brahmachari, you're alone.
Brahmachari один.
Right? But a grihastha is not. He has his family.
У него своя семья.
His wife has her family.
У жены своя семья.
Right there, just you marry two people, you connect, you know, sometimes hundreds of people.
Прошу прощения, свои родственники. У мужа одни родственники, у жены другие родственники. Иногда, вступая с друг другом в брак, они связывают сотни людей.
They're part of a community.
Таким образом образуется община.
So you connect thousands.
Вы связываете тысячи людей.
Right? So therefore, that is what's necessary.
Вот это то, что требуется.
Is the community of devotees don't take care of each other.
Если существует община преданных и нет друг друга никакого дела.
Right? Therefore, the women suffer.
В такой общине страдают женщины.
Community is for the benefit of the women.
Вся эта община предназначена для того, чтобы облагодетельствовать женщин.
Right? Men set up community in a different way.
Мужчины же составили ее совсем иначе.
There's no need of ownership.
Без вот этого чувства собственности.
You know one man here and another man over there.
Один мужчина живет там, другой вон там.
And that's enough.
И все.
But for women it needs to be close.
Однако женщине им нужна такая сплоченность.
They must live in the community.
Они должны жить как бы внутри этой самой общины.
Right? So the problem is not this. They're getting married because there's no interaction with anybody. Remarried because there's no interaction with anybody.
И они как бы фактически вот это как бы женщина выходит замуж вторично, потому что это является лишь следствием того, что вот таких вот самых взаимоотношений у них ни с кем так и не образовалось.
But if that interaction was coming from the community, there's no need.
Если же такое отношение такая связь будет со стороны общины происходить, то в этих повторных браках не будет нужды, пойдет необходимость.
Right. The protection is necessary.
Требуется защита.
And the initial, in, how you say, collection of things is necessary.
Наличие определенного ряда вещей.
Right. But once the things are there, then by that input of the community, then the emotions can be nourished.
Если эти вещи существуют в рамках общины, то вот эти взаимоотношения, они могут иметь какую-то почву.
Because we could talk all day, but we'll stop at this time. Pumpkin time. Seconds. Okay, so, and here, because we have to, how you say, the devotee should know their priorities. Right? Now it's time for prasad. Jai Ho. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhakti Vrinda ki, Jai Nitai Gaura Premanandi ki.
Maharaj ki, Jai Swami Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhakti Vrinda ki, Jai Gaura Premanandi.